Prime Minister, the Honourable Dr. Ralph Gonsalves, is among a high-level panel challenging the Caribbean to embrace its history, harness its talent, and shape its own destiny. The panel, which included Barbados Prime Minister Mia Moore Motley, historian and diplomat Dr. June Soma, and the Vice Chancellor of the University of the West Indies, Sir Hilary Beckles, addressed the idea of Caribbean civilization. Prime Minister Gonsalves shared his idea of Caribbean civilization.
Through the fever of history, we have fashioned a civilization of a very special kind in this Caribbean, a creolized civilization of high quality, where we have had metaphorically, and we do have metaphorically, a symphony where the songs of the indigenous people, the Kalinago, the Garifuna, the Amerindian, we are the rhythm of Africa, we are the melody of Europe, we are the chords of Asia, and we are the homegrown lyrics of the Caribbean.
Prime Minister Motley spoke of the role of education in the context of civilization.
My fear is that just like the story in the Bible with Adam and Eve, that the temptation of easy living, the temptation of comfort, the temptation of individualism satisfying you instantly and even in the medium to long term has dulled the senses of many of our people. And when that is combined with a lack of an appropriate sensitization and education and empowerment of people, we run the risk of being recolonized again.
June Soma said one of the determinants of Caribbean civilization must be freedom of movement.
Because it ensures that there's a certain amount of self-determination. You are creating what you want to create, not what has been imposed on you. And so these are my concepts on which I based my notion of Caribbean civilization. And so for me, Caribbean civilization must be about the standard of living that we create for our people, if we are putting them at the center.
And Sir Hilary Beckles contended that Barbados has fought for civilization for a long time.
This is where the first genocide of Europe started, Barbados. When the British arrived here in 1627, the first report back to the king said the following: "We have arrived at the island called Barbados. We have surveyed it. There are no people on this island. It's an empty island. But Your Majesty, there are houses everywhere."
The Big Talk conversation was held at Golden Square Freedom Park in Barbados as a special edition of the Carifesta 15 series. The message was clear: Caribbean people must define themselves and strengthen their bonds if they are to thrive on the global stage. With today's special report, I'm Corvin Harry.